This episode of The Desperate Hours has been pre-recorded. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere, rock and roll, rhythm blues, punk, and pop dreck. From the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never worse from the 50s through the turn of this century. My name is Alex, and for the next 2 hours, I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs. 855-915-WMFO, that's 855-915-9636. If there's a song you'd like to hear on a future Desperate Hours broadcast, the Desperate Hours, as is all of WMFO's programming, is being pre-recorded due to the coronavirus pandemic and the limitations it presents. Anyway, this week, I did my level best to limit the number of songs about relationships, because next week there'll be the extra special, thin line between love and hate, Valentine's Day special, Desperate Hours style, coming up on the 11th. Anyway, there will be a tribute to Hilton Valentine, who I had the pleasure of meeting a long time ago, plus seeing the Animals' original lineup during the 1980s reunion. So there is going to be a couple of songs played in his memory. Anyway, why don't we get into it? These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
With the fight! With the fight! We can fight. 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 We can fight.
You know, I remember a few years ago, some funny things used to happen to me. About 1956, 57. At that time, there was no blues scene or not really any kind of scene in London. I used to go out and play my guitar in the streets and sing things with a passing the hat around. I remember one particular night, I was playing my guitar in a little alleyway just off of Water Street in Soho. And I got busted by the police. As police came up and dragged me and my guitar and my hat full of pennies off to the police station. Anyway, the next day, I had to appear in Marlborough Street Police Court. And it was quite a day. Police officer giving his evidence. I was proceeding in a southerly direction, my lord, when I heard strange sounds coming from a Wardour Place, my lord. A sort of boogie-woogie music was being played. On further investigation, I saw the defendant standing there with a guitar and an old hat on the floor collecting pennies. Well, I decided that he was contravening a breach of the peace there. as there was a traffic jam about 5 miles long down Wardour Street, wondering what all the fuss was about. So then I arrested the defendant. Just one moment, officer. What is this woogie-woogie music here you were talking about? Oh, well, my lord, said the officer, getting out his notebook, obviously been doing up his homework. It's a kind of jazz rhythm music peculiar to the American Negro. Oh, what was the defendant doing playing this kind of music there in Wardour Street? Anyway, I got off with a caution. A year's conditional discharge. But I'll always remember that policeman and his bougie woogie. So don't try to lay no bougie woogie on the king of rock and roll.
This is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Keep this way. I'm left out of everything, each and every day. I'm just an outcast. I don't know how long I'm going to last. Lord, when will it be over? Baby, come on and help me discover. I guess I've got to do my best. My girl gives me unhappiness. Lord, no matter how hard I try, tears keep coming down from my eyes. I'm just an outcast. I don't know how long I'm gonna last. Like last year's talk, I want her for myself. I want her and nobody else. I'm just an outcast. Don't know how long I can last. Oh, when will it be over? Baby, come on and help me discover.
Yeah, these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me explain away this first set of the evening. Backing me up is going to be the Mark II with Night Theme, 7-inch release on the Y label. That's W-Y-E, but then there's also a big Y on there. But anyway, released in 1960. Anyway, in memory of Elton Valentine, who died at the age of 77 this past Saturday, I had two songs by the Animals. You just heard Outcast from the Animalism LP. Came out on MGM in 1966. Before that, I'm Crying, 7-inch released on MGM in 1964. I think that was the second big hit here in the States. I'm not really sure. Before that, the only version of the song that you really should acknowledge, Earl Vincent of Valiants, and Somebody's Gonna Get the Head Kicked In Tonight, from the British Blues Archive Series, Volume 4. Came out on RCA here in the States in 1971. Originally released on Immediate in the UK in 1969, Peter Green from Fleetwood Mac was on that, was behind that recording. And before that, I don't often play songs longer than 3.5 minutes, but here we go. John Baldry with a 6.5 minute song, Conditional Discharge, and Don't Try to Lay No Boogie Woogie on the King of Rock and Roll, from the It Ain't Easy LP. The British release, came out of Warner Brothers there in 1971. Better cover on that one. The U.S. release had kind of a cheesy cover. Anyway, why don't we get back into it? These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford. Thank you.
I'm Joe Lacey. I'm an illustrator, and I draw fun and wacky characters for toys and books. But no matter how hard I try, I can't come up with a character more fun or more wacky than Alex on the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Okay now, all you barbers what's tired of seeing guys walk around with long hair down to their shoulders, let me hear from you.
Yeah.
Everybody have their scissors.
Yeah.
All right, everyone we see what needs a haircut, we're gonna throw them in the cart. Look smart, keep in step, let me hear them whistles.
Sound.
Sneaky Pete, Sneaky Pete is getting me down. So disgusted with myself, think I'm gonna leave this town. Fire water, fire water. woman me.
Disappear. Well, that once a year he changes his shirt to take his empties into town. Walks up to the counter in the liquor store and puts the 200 down. He says, tell my buddies at the brewery to bottle up another vat, a fresh Labatt.
These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Memphis. Let me tell you what I played in the second set of the evening. Just heard local favorites, the Classic Ruins and Labatt's from the Lassie Eats Chickens LP. Came out on Throbbing Lobster in 1985. For that, Rufus Gore and Firewater from the compilation Mark Lamar Presents Mule Milk and Firewater. Came out of Westside in the UK in 2000. Originally released on the King label in 1955. For that, Fred Nittany and the Barber's March. Yes, everybody was all up in arms about haircuts and whatnot back in the 60s. And then all the people who were up in arms in the 60s wound up growing their hair out in the 70s, looking idiotic. Anyway, 7-inch release on Era. in 1965. And then before that, we kicked off the set, the second set of the evening with the 2 o'clock, and I Know a Place from the album of the same name, came out of Warner Brothers in 1965. Hey, if you want to be a star to handfuls and handfuls of people across the Boston area and the internets, why don't you make me an ID? I know I always ask for them, and I am promising you that I always will. Anyway, all you got to do is mention Alex, the Desperate Hours, and WMFO, and all their possible combinations, and your name, stage name acceptable, general geographic area or planet, and your claim to fame or lack thereof, and all their possible combinations, make a waiver and MP3 out of it, and email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net, that's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. The exposure will do you good. Anyway, why don't we get back into it? These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Hey, how you doing? This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
Drinking wine. tree. Nobody kisses her but Tarzan and me, drinking wine, 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 wine. Get on, get on, all night long, 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 get on, get on, get on, get on.
Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in this third set of the evening. Just heard the Bobby Fuller Ford, Wine, 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 from the LP Bobby Fuller Tapes Volume 2. Came out on Vox in 1984. This was unreleased in alternate takes and whatnot, recorded in 1964. Before that, you heard the Fireballs, A Bottle of Wine, pretty big hit from 1967 on the Attico label. But at the Belgianettes, did Do the Crank, a track originally released in the USA label in 1962. I ain't gonna lie, I got off the compilation Show Me What You Got. Came out on the Candy label in 1967. And then before that, you heard the Sweet Young'uns kick off the set with Dog Eat Dog from the Destination Frantic Volume 3 compilation. Came out on Zone 66 in Australia in 2008. Originally released on the Surefine label in 1967. No theme tonight. You're going to notice a lack of relationship songs or anything like that, because we'll be saving up, or I'll be saving up, we'll be saving up, it's just me. I'll be saving up all those songs for the Thin Line Between Love and Hate 2021 Valentine's Day Desperate Hours Special. I know that's not quite in the order I planned to say it, but hey, you know, I don't want to have to be yet another take of the sock break. Anyway, when we get back into it, this next set is going to take us past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford. We'll be right back.
This is Robbie White from Silver Spring, Maryland. And I love listening to Alex and the Desperate Hours, because then I can steal all the great songs that he plays and play them on my own radio show. Thank you, Alex.
Well, I was down in New Orleans, everything's fine. All them cats are drinking that wine, drinking that mist of pure delight. Now when they get drunk, they singing all night, drinking wine, spooty ooty, drinking wine. Wine, spooty ooty, drinking wine. Wine, spooty ooty, drinking wine. Pass that bottle to me. They buying it by the gallon and buying by the quart. Buy a blackberry, you're doing things smart. Knocking out windows and tearing down doors. Drunk, 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 keep a screaming for more. Drinking wine, spooty ooty, drinking wine. Wine, spooty ooty, drinking wine. Wine, spooty ooty, drinking wine. Why don't you pass that bottle to me? Yeah.
Must be mad.
If I wasn't, what would I be doing in this job?
Thank you.
to the king of Todd Farr, Mr. Alex Piendez, on the Desperate Hours on WMFO.
This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
Ooh, sinner, won't you hear what I'm saying? I said, sinner, you've been swinging my brain. Praying and 6 nights of having fun. The odds against going to heaven is 6 to 1. Mm-hmm. You walk on the wild side, and the devil is waiting, waiting to take your hand. Walk on the wild side, and you're walking with